you have reached SportsBeatOK.com and are tuned into the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network. Your Warriors and Lady Warriors wrap up regular season action tonight with a home game against Colcord. They'll play again next Friday night in the district tournament. Let's get out to the gymnasium and your announcer for tonight's game, Davey Van Poole.
Students, they pause, which sometimes is several minutes and sometimes 10 seconds. Good evening, Warrior fans. This is Davey Van Poole, the voice of the Ketchum Warriors. Welcome to tonight's high school basketball game. We're prepared to take on Colcord, visiting from the south there. In just a minute, we're going to go to the PA for the national anthem. Until then, Colcord will be wearing their dark blue uniforms with silver and gray trim, and our Lady Warriors will be in their white uniforms with royal blue trim. Everyone's coming to their feet now, so we will go to the national anthem. Back, Warrior fans. National anthem there sung by Radar, as he's affectionately known. Aaron Bishop. Starting lineups for Colcord. Number 3, Crittenden. Number 12, Barbie. Number 21, Fan. Number 23, Snell. And number 14, Warren. Starting lineups momentarily for our Ketchum Lady Warriors. Tonight is also Pink Hat Night, as everybody's trimmed up with shoelaces and socks that are pink in our support of breast cancer awareness. Starting lineups for our Lady Warriors, number 2, Lily Whitson. Number 30, Bella Morgan. Number 15, Jayla Kieschlich. Number 25, Kinsey Farrar. And starting for senior night, senior number 11, Miss Summer Pippen. This will be our last home game of the night. We do play a makeup game Monday night in Commerce. And then next Friday night, we'll travel to Warren and we'll take on Gans in the first round of districts. And as we are the 3 seed, we have to win to go on. If we lose Friday, we'll be done. So both teams breaking their huddles, and we are just about ready to go. All right. Both teams out on the floor. Official has the ball. There's the whistle. We're about ready to go. Jayla will be jumping for our Lady Warriors. Ball's up. It's controlled by Jayla. Gets it to Kinsey. almost goes the wrong way. Turns around, cranks a three-pointer, and she nails it. First blood drawn there by our Lady Warriors. Concord takes the ball down to the other end. Number 21, Fan, has the ball. A little spin move in the low post, no good. Lily Henson with the rebound. She'll get fouled by Fan. It'll be Lady Warriors ball. Three-fourths of the court to go. 7:28 to go in the first quarter. We're up 3-0. Kenzie Farrar brings the ball up. Forrest crosses half court. Dribbles to her right, and she'll find Bella. Back to Summer up top. Thought about a shot, changed her mind. Back to Bella. At the top of the key. Tries to get it to Jayla on the high post. Doesn't work. Gets the ball back. Drives in. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound to Lily. And Lily will throw it away to Snell. Snell gets the ball to Warren. Scoop layup down low by Crittenden is good, and it's 3-2. Kenzie brings the ball up, crosses half court. Over to Lily on the wing. Down in the corner to Summer. She's going to get called for a double dribble. She was guilty. It'll be Concord's ball, length of the floor to go. We're going to pick him up in a full court man, not a press, but a full court man. Warren will inbound the ball. Throws it to Crittenden, back to Warren, and back around to Barbie. Back to Fan, back to Crittenden. Fan kicks the ball back out to Warren. She's going to get called for the walk. She's guilty. It'll be Lady Warriors ball, length of the floor to go. Lily inbounds to Kenzie. She'll walk the ball up. 6:26 to go in the first quarter. It's 3-2. Catch them on top. Kenzie's at the top of the key. She'll find Bella on the wing. Down in the corner to Jayla. Back to Kenzie on the wing. Down to Summer down low, and she'll mishandle the ball. Goes out of bounds with the turnover. Concord's ball, length of the floor to go. Once again, we're a full court man, but not a press. Warren has the ball. Gets it back to Crittenden. Crittenden kicks the ball over to Snell. To Warren. Back to Crittenden. Looks like she's going to be the point guard. Back to Warren. Back to Snell. To Crittenden. She's at the top of the key, almost in the half court circle. Should kick it over to Fan. To Warren behind the 3-point line. Now over to 21 Snell, or excuse me, Fan. Ball goes out of bounds off of Summer. It'll be Concord's ball in the corner, in the front court. Warren will inbound the ball. She inbounds the ball to Barbie. Back over to Crittenden. Back to Barbie. She dribbles in, puts up shot. No good. Jayla with the rebound down low. She'll kick it out to Summer. Summer brings the ball up, crosses half court. So get Lily. Back to Kenzie. She's on the left wing. Now top of the key. Thought about a shot. Changed her mind. Gets the ball to Jayla, who does a nice drive down low on a point-blank layup and misses it too hard off the glass. Crittenden brings the ball up for Concord. She'll kick it over to Fan down in the corner. Back to Crittenden on the wing. She dribbles in, puts up six-footers. Blocked by Jayla, who controls the rebound. Gets it to Kenzie. She wisely slows down, and she didn't have the numbers. We're at 4:42 to go. First quarter action still 3-2. Bella with the ball in the corner now. She gets it to Lily in the post. She's double-teamed. Back to Bella on the wing. To Jayla in the high post. Jayla's going to dribble down and kicks it out to Summer, who cranks a three off the front of the rim. No good. Warren with the rebound. Gets it forward to Warren, or excuse me, Barbie to Warren, and she puts up the layup, and it's good. Concord with his first lead at 4-3 with 4:10 to go. First quarter action. Kenzie crosses half court, guarded tightly by Warren. Hits Summer down in the corner. She'll dribble back out to the wing. Picks up for dribble. She's in trouble. She's got nowhere to go with it. She'll find Bella. Bella bounce passes. Not very well. Barbie ends up with it from Concord. Goes the other way. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. It'll be Concord's ball out underneath their own goal. Joey Johnson comes in as Summer Pippen has a seat, and Ivy Lawrence comes in as Bella Morgan has a seat. Crittenden with the long three from Concord is in and out, no good. Warren with the rebound, she puts up the shot, no good. She's fouled, she'll go to the line, shoot two. 3:43 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-3 Concord. Warren's on the line shooting two. First shot's up and in. Second shot on its way. And it crawls in as well. Kinsey will bring the ball up as we're doubled up on now, 6-3. Crosses half court. Changes positions with Joey. Tries to find Lily down low. Ball still loose. Laney Scott did a good job saving the ball. Now Lily's got it. She'll kick it out in the corner to Jolie, who's easily our most improved player this year. And as I brag on her, she loses the ball to Crittenden from Concord. Takes it the other way. Puts up the layup. No good. Ball's loose. And looks like it's going to be out of bounds off of Lady Warriors. Kinsey Farrar will have a seat. Star West checks in for her. 3:07 on the clock, and we're still down 6-3. Warren inbound the ball for Concord. She's going to get a bounce pass to Butts, who's in the game for the first time. And she made the shot. Going to do a turnover, a bad pass from Lily. Crittenden picks it up from Concord. She's across half court, behind the three-point line. Now down in the corner to number 22, Hamilton, who just entered the game. Crittenden gets the ball to Hamilton behind the three-point line. Kicks it back out to Crittenden in the corner. Now to Warren, top of the key. She'll lob it down low to Snell. She's in the low post. Pass to Warren. Shots up. Blocked by Laney Scott. We should get a jump ball. And it'll be Concord's ball. Ivy Lawrence into the game, as well as number 42, Kirby, for Concord. Hamilton to inbound the ball for Concord. Ball's inbounded, and is going to have another jump ball there. This one will go to the Lady Warriors. Will be length of the floor to go. Jolie to inbound the ball to Star. Star finds Jayla down low. She's open for a shot. Too low off the backboard. No good. Concord with the rebound. Crittenden takes it the other way. Bounce pass to number 25, Butts, who puts in a reverse layup. It's good. We're down 10-3 with 2:04 to go in the first quarter. Now they're going to jump into a full court man. Ivy gets the ball across. Now to Laney. To Jayla. She's going to get called for the walk. She did it. She drug her back foot. It'll be Concord's ball out of bounds. Length of the floor to go. Crittenden to Warren. Back to Crittenden. She's guarded tightly by Starr. Now to Warren. We've got a half-court trap in. Ball gets tipped. We got a shot at it. Ivy ends up with it. She doesn't have the numbers. And she's going to lose her dribble, but thankfully just lost it back to one of her teammates. Starr's going to crank an uncontested three off the front of the rim. No good. We're loose for the ball. And they're going to say jump ball, which will go back over to Concord. Number 21, Fan, back into the game. Crittenden has a seat. Barbie back into the game. Hamilton's bringing the ball up for Concord. She'll find Fan in the middle. She gets the ball to Barbie. Back over to Hamilton, puts up the shot, no good. We don't block out. Concord ends up with the ball again. Fan's got it. She puts up the shot. Scoop layup, and it is good. 1:11 to go in this first quarter. We're down 12-3. Apart from Kinsey's shot, we've got no offense at all. As I say, that Star gets fouled. I'm going to give her a little bit of an Academy Award for falling to the ground as well. But, hey, she drew the foul, so she's going to the line. there's 103 to go in the first quarter. We're down 12-3. Star West on the line shooting two. First shot, nothing but net. Good shot, Star. Jayla Keeslis will have a seat. Haley Keys checks in for her. And Star West makes her second one as well. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Fan has the ball, crosses half court, loses her dribble. Said he got called for the walk. She got away with it. She got the ball over to Butts and puts up the shot. No good. Goes out of bounds off of Kirby. It'll be Lady Warriors ball, length of the court to go. Jolie will inbound to Ivy. Ivy brings the ball up. Kicks it back to Jolie. The Star. She's dribbling down the wing. Now to Ivy. Back to Laney, top of the key. She drives to the right. Finds Haley Keith in the corner. Makes a terrible pass back across the middle. Kirby steals it. Dribbles down. Thought about a shot. Just nothing. Kicks it back to Butt. Back to Barbie. Back to Hamilton. Back to Barbie. Barbie will bring the ball back out almost into the half-court circle. They'll reset their offense. She kicks the ball over to Kirby. To Hamilton. Kirby with a 16-footer off the rim. No good. Barbie with the rebound. Shot goes off the side. No good. That'll do it for the first quarter. At the end of one, we're down 12-5. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catching Warriors Sports Network on SportsMeetOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Welcome back as we inbound the ball. Lily Henson's got it, and they're automatically going to call them for a walk. I don't know about that. Call court's ball, three-fourths of the court to go. Warren will inbound the ball to get it to Crittenden, to Warren, to Crittenden, back to Fan. And she's going to turn around and throw it out of bounds. It'll be Lady Warriors ball at half court. Well, for massively being out, played and scored there in the first half, being down seven, we'll take it. Just a couple three-pointers from being back in this game. Star with the ball to Kenzie, top of the key. Kenzie gets the ball back to Bella. The Star. They're looking for that three-pointer at the top of the key. Haven't been able to find it yet. Back to Kenzie. To Bella. Bounce pass to Star. Star got hacked. And it'll be a Warriors ball out underneath our own goal. Three fouls on call court. No, they're going to say she was shooting. Three fouls on call court, one on us. And Stars at the line shooting two. First shot is good. Stars 3-for-3 from the three-point line.
21 or 12?
Trying to get clarification on who fouled. Star's second shot. She makes it as well. 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 12-7 is your score. As Lily Henson volleyball slaps the ball into the wall. And Concord will have to line up and do it again. Warner inbounds the ball to Crittenden, back to Warner. She'll find Butts. He tries to throw it to Snell, misses her by a mile. It'll be Lady Warriors ball out of bounds. Star West now with the ball. She crosses half court. Gives the ball over to Kinsey. Back to Bella. To Jayla. In the corner to Lily, who cranks a three. Just a little too hard, no good. Ball still loose. Good hustle by the girls, and it'll be a jump ball, and it'll go to Concord. 6:47 to go in the second quarter. It's a 5-point ball game. We're down 12-7. Concord's got the ball, three-fourths of the court to go. Warner inbounds the ball to Crittenden, back to Warner. She'll get it up to Hamilton, who makes an errant pass, stolen by Lily. Lily to Jayla. Jayla gets the ball back to Starr. Starr throws it to Bella down low. Bounce pass to Lily. She put it up the glass, and it's good. That was actually some pretty good basketball right there. Concord's got the ball in the front court. Now Crittenden's got it. Throws it to Warner. Back down in the corner to Crittenden. She'll dribble in, loses her dribble. It's going to go off Kinsey's foot, though. It'll be Concord's ball out underneath her own goal. Warren will inbound the ball. She'll get it to Crittenden. And we're going to get a foul away from the ball on Butts from Concord. Lily's going to inbound the ball to Starr. She'll bring it up. We're at 6 minutes. Second quarter action. It's 12-9. Kinsey Farrar is going to crank the three. Oh, just barely off. Rebound goes to Butts. To Crittenden. To Barbie. Back to Crittenden. Back to Barbie. To Warner. Back to Crittenden. She cuts through the free throw line, kicks it down to Barbie, to Butts, to Warren. Good ball movement from Concord here. Close shot by Butts is no good from point blank. Starr with the rebound. She crosses half court. Bounce pass to Bella. She drives it in, gets the ball taken away from her. Crittenden's got a one-on-one with Starr. And Starr's going to block the ball. And then Lily's going to take it and get called for a walk. We lost a good turnover possession there. Jolie's going to check back into the game, as well as Lainey Scott. Lily and Starr will have a seat. Kirby checks back in, and Butts has a seat for Concord. Concord's ball out on the side. Warren has the ball. Back to Crittenden. Back to Warner. She'll kick it out to Kirby in the corner. She's got nothing. Back to Warner. Dribbles in, loses her dribble. Lainey Scott comes up with it. Lainey gets the ball back to Jolie. We're at 4:42 to go. Second quarter action still 12-9. Kinsey Farr with the ball now out past the three-point line. He finds Jayla in the low post, puts up a left-handed side hook, no good, gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and it's good. 12-11, back to a one-point ball game. Kirby's got the ball. She'll get it across half court for Concord. Back down in the corner to Warner, Barbie puts up a shot, no good. Warren gets the rebound. She puts up the shot. No good. She'll get fouled, and she's going to go to the line to shoot two. 4:06 to go in the second quarter. Warren's on the line for Concord shooting two. We're down one, 12-11. First shot is up off the front of the rim. No good. Substitutions from both teams. Warren gets the ball for her second shot. Shot's on the way, and she makes it. Bella with the ball, gets it to Jayla in the low post, puts up a hook shot. It goes. Tie ball game, 13-13. Concord brings the ball up. First shot there by Snell is no good. We're going to end up with the rebound. Lainey's got it. She'll walk it across. She She's at the tee. Now to Joe Lee on the right wing. Back to Laney. Back to Bella. Back to Ivy down low. She puts up a shot and no good. It's going to go out of bounds. Boy, it looked like Concord was going to start the route there when they got up by 9, and then we fought back to a tie ball game. Good job for the catching girls of not giving up on that. Warren's going to inbound the ball for Concord. She'll find Fan in the middle of the court. She's going to call for a double dribble. .325 on the clock till halftime. It's 13-13. Summer Pippenchett's back into the game. Laney has the ball. Top of the key. We'll reset our offense. Now to Ivy on the wing. Ivy kicks the ball back over to Laney. Ooh, and Laney's going to get fouled by Warren. Hit the ground pretty hard. That's the fifth foul on Concord, just 2 on us, so just 3 minutes to go in the half, and nobody's in the 1-1 yet. Far cry from our game the other night at Shoto. A Summer Pippen launches a 3, no good. Fan with the rebound. Now to Crittenden. She'll cross half court, back to Fan. She'll go up for a leaping leaner. That's an old post move you don't see a lot anymore, no good. Ivy with the ball, she'll dribble it up, find Laney over in the corner, she'll shoot a 3, no good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds off of Ketchum. 2:46 to go till half, Concord's ball, length of the floor to go, it's still tied, 13-13. Crittenden with the ball, she'll kick it over to Hamilton, back to Crittenden, to Fan in the middle. Laney will try to steal it from behind, but mess up the layup anyway. Jayla gets the rebound, now to Summer, she'll kick it back to Ivy. Back to Laney. To Jayla in the high post. So kick it down to Summer, who's going to launch another 3. In and out, no good. Rebound's going to end up with Kirby, but she's guarded by Laney. And shot's no good. Fan with the rebound. She'll put up the shot, no good. Ball still loose. Laney Scott comes up with it. Laney got away with putting her hand on Fan when she was putting up the shot, but hey, official didn't see it. It didn't happen, right? Jayla with the rebound on the miss by Laney. Ball's loose. Hamilton with the ball. Kirby with the ball. And we got a timeout. 1:52 to go till halftime. It's a tie ball game. 13-13. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Club. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back, Warrior fans. 1:52 till halftime. Tall ball game at 13. Concord's ball at half court. Number 12, Barbie, will be inbounding the ball to Crittenden. She'll walk it into the front court. Back to Barbie. Back to Warren. Back to Barbie. To Crittenden. She's almost in the half court circle. Back over to Barbie. To Warren. She's going to launch a long 2. In and out. No good. Rebound to Jolie Johnson. She'll get it across half court. Kicks the ball back to Ivy at the top of the key. She'll drive in. Loses her dribble. Kirby with the ball. Gets the ball to Barbie. Back to Crittenden. Back to Fan. We're at 1:10 to go in the half. Fan with the ball up top. Now to Kirby. Back to Warren. Down low to Fan. Uncontested layup. No good. Lily Hinton gets the rebound. She'll get it across half court. Goes all the way for the layup. It's good. And she's fouled. Lily did a great job of using Summer down there as a flip. We're up by two, our first lead of the night, and Lily's on the line. She's still got one shot to go here. 51 seconds to go till halftime. Lily's shot's on its way. Off the front of the rim, no good. Crittenden with the rebound. She'll find Warren down low, puts up the layup, and it is good. 15-15 tie, 40 seconds. Joey Johnson wide open underneath the goal. Great pass from Star West. We're back on top by two. And Warren's going to get called for a walk. It'll be catching ball at half court with 29 seconds. We ought to play for one. Star gets the ball. At the top of the key, dribbles to the right wing. Summer's going to get a wide open three from the top of the key. In and out, no good. Crittenden with the rebound with 15 seconds to go. She'll get across half court. Outruns everybody, puts up the layup, no good. Joey Johnson with the rebound. She'll get fouled. That's their seventh foul. So with 8 seconds on the clock, Joe Lou will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. And my younger son coming in to tell me I'd been outbid in the silent auction, but it's gotten out of my price range, so somebody else gets to take it home with them. Jolie on the line. Off the glass, no good. Crittenden with the rebound. She gets the Warren edge of the ball, 4 seconds. Kirby, 2 seconds. Long shot there at the buzzer, no good. There's several fouls probably been getting called there, but they weren't. That takes us to halftime. We've got a 2-point lead, 17-15. We'll be back in 2 minutes with a first half recap. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'em Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our mobster pizzas. The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85. In Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. My apologies for that. I had a little incident in here behind me that required me to help some people. Sitting here at halftime, we're at 17-15, down by two, and the game kind of goes like this. We started off really slow, so did they. Halfway through the first quarter, it was still just 6-3, so nobody was getting hot offensively. Then they pulled the lead out to 9, and it kind of looked just for a second like they were going to get their act together. But they couldn't shoot any better than we could. Both teams are shooting way less than 50% from the floor. And both teams kind of struggle at the free throw line, too. But we stayed with it and kept playing hard, and all of a sudden it was just a 5-point game, 4-point game, 3-point game. Then we came back up and actually took the lead, got up by 4. They tied it back, and now we're sitting here at halftime with a 17-15 lead. Nobody's in foul trouble, as it was the very last play of the first half there before we went into the 1-1. They had 7 fouls. We just had 2. So just making the joke there, you know, compared to the, if you remember on Monday night at Shoto, the halftime foul count was 28 fouls on the Lady Warriors and 8 fouls on Shoto Lady Wildcats. Totally different game, at least as far as the officiating goes. They're letting them act pretty good tonight, but it's very consistent both ways, so nobody's even remotely concerned about the officiating. It's been pretty good. So let me go ahead and give you a first half scoring recap. Laney Scott has 2. Lily Hinson has 2. Star West has 4. Jayla Keeshwitz has 4. Jolie Johnson has 2. And Kinsey Farrar has 3. And that's where we sit at halftime. We're up 2. 17-15. I'll send it back to the studio. We'll be back in just a little under 4 minutes for the third quarter. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Club. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley. And we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our mobster pizzas. The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 80. In Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here. and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake. We have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, as we start the second half. Warren for Concord will inbound the ball to Crittenden. Back to Warren. We're going to be in a full court press. They break it easily. Barbie with the ball. She's got nothing, though. Back to Crittenden. Half court circle. Back to Warren. Now Fan. She'll dribble in. She's going to try to put, should have been a kick off of Jayla Keith. It's worked to our advantage because Jayla Foot knocked it to Lily. Lily took the other end and put up the layup. And we've got a four-point lead, 19-15. We're still in the full court press. They're going to break it. Snell with the ball. She's going to pass it forward to Barbie. Puts up the shot. No good. Jayla Keesless with the rebound. Now to Star. Star's across half court. Down in the corner. She'll crank the three. Off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts up the shot. She's fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Just want to remind you, our next game that we'll be covering will be next Friday night. From Warren, it will be District Round 1, and we'll actually be playing Gans. Star West shot, up and good. Star's 5-for-5 from the free throw line tonight. Good for her. Gets the ball for her second shot. It's up. Off the back of the rim, no good. I bragged on her too quick there. Snell originally got the rebound. Warren, now to Crittenden. And she's going to break this. Oh, how is that not a walk? She slid. And they're going to kind of jump ball, a little save with Concord. She split the dribble, or the defense actually did a good job on that, but then lost the ball and was skidding across the ground like a kid on the ice pond and ball out in front of her, and that's a walk, but they didn't call it. Something tells me that's not going to have any effect on this game, though. As Fan shoots a long two off the glass, she didn't call it, but it's good. Lily with the ball now to Start. We're up 20-17. We're up by three. Star's got the ball. Over to Kinsey. Kinsey drives in, puts up an ill-fated shot. No good. Laney's going to get called for the walk. With 6:22 to go in the third, it is a three-point game, 20-17. We got just a moment of a timeout for a shoe tie here. Crittenden's got her shoe tie. She's back up and at him now. Warren will inbound her. We're not really doing a full-court press, but we're not doing a half-court trap. That or we're just not executing it very well because we're fading back way too fast. Now we should have her in a half-court trap. Crittenden breaks it. Gets the ball to Snell. She puts up the shot. Blocked by Jayla. And the shot goes back up by Fan. No good. She'll go to the line to shoot two. One foul apiece here in the third quarter. 6:05 on the clock. Three-point ball game, 20-17. Fans on the line shooting. First shot's on its way. Off the back of the rim, no good. Gets the ball for her second shot. And it's off the back of the glass, no good, too. Star jumps up, got away with a little bit of over the back, but Fan ends up with the rebound there. Now to Crittenden. She'll crank it back to Barbie. To Crittenden, to Barbie deep in the corner. Back up top to Fan, loses her dribble, gets it back, kicks it back to Crittenden. She'll drive in, puts up a four-footer, and it's good. Back to a one-point ball game, 5:39 to go in the third. Laney Scott with the ball to Jayla. Left-handed hook from the left side there. That was a beautiful shot. I've said this all year, Jayla's taller than most girls and stronger than most. They ought to do that play every game. She's going to make 50% of them. But she just doesn't have the confidence to do it on a regular basis. Scores 22-19, catch them Lady Warriors on top. We're at 5:15 to go in the third quarter. One foul apiece here in the third as Jayla slaps a bad pass away. Ends back up with Barbie. Now Crittenden, top of the key. Dribbles down into the corner. Kicks it off on the wing. And Stell's going to walk big time.
was just commenting a while ago to a friend of mine that if the officials wanted to, they could absolutely call walking on every play in this game, both directions. Star with the ball, she'll dribble across half court, going 100 miles an hour, finds Laney Scott wide open on the backside. She'll make the layup. 5-point lead, which ties our largest lead of the night, 24-19. We're at 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Crittenden with the ball out to Barbie. She's way behind the three-point line. Now to Crittenden in the corner. She'll dribble up to the wing. Now dribble to the three-point line, and we're going to get a foul called on Haley King. That'll be second foul on us and one on Concord. Barbie with the ball, now Crittenden. Back to Barbie, they're just changing possession. Now Fan at the free throw line, she's got nothing. Dribbles in, puts up the shot, goes out of bounds. That was just control chaos there, about four girls, nobody knew what was going on. Out of bounds off of Concord, it will be a Lady Warriors ball. Snell and Kirby check back in. And Warren has a seat. They have six girls on the floor there for a little while. Star gets the ball. She'll bring it up slowly. Star's going to crank a three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Fight for the ball. It's going to be out of bounds. Off of Snell, it'll be Lady Warriors ball. Laney Scott will inbound it to Bella, to Jayla. Back out to Laney. She'll crank a three, maybe. Up off the back of the rim, no good. Good shot, though. We'll take that. And Laney individually fouls. All right, Crittenden brings the ball up. She crosses half court for Concord. Now over to Barbie. Free throw line. Down in the corner to Snell. Back kept top to Hamilton. Nice steal by Bella Morgan there. Dribbling the ball way out in front of her, and she gets it picked right back from her. It's the ball to Crittenden, who gets, loses the ball to Ivy, to Jayla. This is just hot potato. Nobody wants the basketball right now. Back to Laney Scott. Maybe we'll slow down and reset our offense. Haley down low, puts up a layup, no good. Ball's loose, Bella comes up with it, she'll put up the layup, and she makes it. Bella gets her first bucket of the night, and our lead is up to seven. Somerset to check back in for us here on senior night. Kobe with the ball, top of the key, picks up a dribble, she's got nowhere to go with it. She finds Fritton and starts to go down low. Kicks it back to Kirby behind the three-point line. Bella almost gets the steal. Hamilton with the ball. She dribbles down low to Crittenden, puts up the layup, and it's good. Now they're going to jump into a press. They inbound the ball to Haley Keith. Back to Bella Morgan. She's got her dribble, but she's guarded tightly. Back to Haley. And she's going to lose it out of bounds. It's going to be off of Kirby. It'll be Lady Warriors ball. Jolie and Summer check back in for us. Warren checks back in for them. Jayla Kieslis and Laney Scott will have a seat. Summer to inbound the ball to Ivy. Ivy to Haley. Back to Bella. That's a terrible bounce pass. She telegraphed all the way. Crittenden steals it, takes the other end, puts the layup in. And when you're looking at somebody for 10 seconds and then you throw them the ball, you can't get upset when the defense steals it because you telegraph what you're going to do. You make eye contact, look away, and then look back and throw it again. Haley Keyes gets the ball down low, puts up a shot. No good. She's fouled. Go to line to shoot two. We're up by three, 26-23. I was just going to say a while ago when we were up by seven, we should just dribble around and run the clock out because they aren't going to score and stop us. we're our own worst enemy with turnovers sometimes. And Haley puts up a free throw that bounces off the front of the rim, no good. Players checking in and out for a call court. 1:50 on the clock here in the third quarter. It's a three-point game. We're up 26-23. Second shot on the way. Haley Keys will make it, get her first point of the night. Four-point game, 27-23. Crittenden brings the ball up for Colcord, guarded tightly by Ivy. Over to Hamilton, to Barbie. The fan down low, she loses, gets it back to Barbie. Now Crittenden up top, dribbles in to Snell. Bounce pass to Hamilton, she drives in. Summers with the steal. Call timeout on your down there. Nope. You didn't think about that. It's going to be a jump ball. It'll be Lady Warriors ball. 1:22 to go in the third quarter with 4-point lead. Concord's definitely in the full court press now. Ball's in. Then they call it off. It was a fake. Ivy gets the ball back across half court. Back to Lily. Lily's going to get called for a walk. Nope, they're going to say jump ball. And it'll be Concord's ball. 1:12. Concord inbounds the ball. Third quarter, we're still up 4-27-23. Hamilton brings the ball up. Hits it over the corner to 20. Aarons, who's in the game for the first time. Long three launched by Fan is no good. Ball's loose on the floor. And we're going to have another jump ball call. It'll be Lady Warriors. That's three possessions in a row that have ended in a jump ball. Lily Henson to inbound the ball for us. We'll find Ivy. And she dribbles it over the top of her head. Seconds to go here in the third quarter. Snell's got the ball down low. She'll put up a shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts up a shot. And it's good. Her first points of the night. Back to a two-point game. Lily's got the ball. She'll get it across half court, 35 seconds to go. And she throws it right away to Snell. Fan ends up with the layup, and it's good. Tie ball game at 27. And Lily's going to get hacked by Hamilton. We're a long way from shooting. That's just 3 fouls apiece. It'll be our ball linked to the floor again. Checking in for call score number 32, Clapp. 20 seconds to go to the end of the quarter. Lily's going to inbound the ball momentarily. Ball's inbounded to Jayla. She started by Clapp. Jayla gets the ball across half court. 14 seconds. The Summer in the corner launches a three. Boom! I'd like to see the senior get a bucket tonight on senior night. Gives us a three-point lead with 3 seconds to go. Shot by Barbie at the buzzer, and they're going to count it. I think it was good. That's a good call by for the official. And we got a 30-30 tie. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the fourth quarter. Thanks for listening to the Catching Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
And we're back, Warrior fans. 30-30 tie. Tied at halftime at 17. We almost scored as many points in the third quarter as we did at all the first half. Crittenden gets the ball inbounded from Crawford, and fourth quarter is on its way. Barbie gets the ball to Pratt, who puts up the shot. No good. We're going to have a scrum for it. Somehow Bust ends up with it, puts up the shot, and it's good. Star got away with the carry there, but we'll keep that. She put up the shot, and they're going to say she's away from the ball. Fouls on Laney Scott for a push-off. So we're going to full-court press them. Warner going to inbound the ball. It gets slapped out of bounds on a good defensive play, and they'll redo it again. Ball's inbounded to Crittenden, to Kirby. She goes down low, nothing doing. She has to pick up her dribble. Back to Crittenden. Bounce passes to Butts and puts up the shot. No good. Jayla Keeslis with the rebound. Throws it through traffic. Terrible pass, but we're lucky Star gets a hold of it. She goes to the other end and puts up the shot. And Kenzie Ferrara is going to steal the inbound pass to Bella. She'll put up the shot. It's blocked. No good. Jayla puts up the shot, and it's good. This turned into close basketball, almost said good basketball game, to a close basketball game here in the fourth quarter. We're up by two, 34-32. Kirby stopped the ball. She'll put up a 10-footer. It's good. Size the ball game at 34. 6:35 to go in the ball game. We'll inbound the ball to Bella. Back to Star. She'll throw it all the way forward to Laney. Got a wide open layup and gets it blocked into the wall. Laney sure gives a lot of heart, but she has one basketball problem, and that is she's a little under 5 foot tall, and it's just hard to shoot the ball when you're that short. Nonetheless, our ball out underneath our own goal. 6:27 to go in the ball game, and it's tied. Ball's inbounded to Star, to Jayla in the post. Back to Bella, wide open three. Please go in. Off the back of the rim, no good. And it's going to be off the Warriors. It'll be Crawford's ball, length of the floor to go. It's like we're trying to do a half-court trap. We're just way out of position on it. And they just break it easily, and Bucks puts up the shot. We're not even putting any effort up on the triangles up here by half-court. And then Kenzie throws the ball 800 miles an hour too far, and it goes out of bounds. We're going to have a 30-second timeout. 6:04 to go in the ballgame. We're down two, 36-34. Be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catchem Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
And welcome back, Warrior fans. 6:04 on the clock. Crawford inbounds the ball. Warren's got it. Should kick it back to Crittenden. And we got the trap finally. First time out of six times. She headed back the other way. And that finally break it, but at least we made them work for it this time. 5:49 to go in the ball game. We're down two, 36-34. Crawford's got the ball. Warren cranked a three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Lily with the rebound. She'll get it to Kenzie. She crosses half court. Down to Star. Star will put up a three after a behind-the-back dribble. No good. Jayla Keeslis with the rebound. She'll put up the shot. No good. But she fouled. Jayla go to the line to shoot the two. Jayla on the line. Shots up. No good, man. We're going to win this ball game. We've got to make these free throws. Remember in the prior tournament, our girls had one particular game where they missed 17 free throws and they only lost the game by eight. That is where you win close ball games. Jayla nails the second one. Good job, Jayla. Crittenden brings the ball up. We jump back out into a regular man. No trap, no press. We're down by one. There's 5:15 on the clock. Barbie kicks it over to Fawn. Excuse me, Fan. To Warren, to Barbie, to Crittenden, top of the key. Good ball movement from Concord. She'll dribble down into the corner. Back to the wing. It's Snell with the ball. Now to Barbie. The Fan. She dribbles over. We're going to get a foul away from the foul on Star, away from the ball on Star West. That's just her first. Coach wants to know what she did. Tisha's going to come over and give her some explanation. Coach Hopper doesn't like the explanation, but she's getting an explanation nonetheless. Concord's ball out underneath their own goal. 4:48 to go. They're up by one. 36-35. Ball is inbounded to Fan. She'll put up an 8-footer. Bounces around. No good. Kenzie Farrar with the rebound. She'll get across half court. Gets the ball to Lily down low. Puts up the layup. And it's good. We're up by one. 37-36. 4:30 to go in the ball game. Fan with the ball, dribbles up. That's the throw back to Crittenden, back to Barbie. Student section here, Ketchum starting to come alive. Snell with the ball, dribbles in, puts up a 6-footer, no good. Ball's loose, still loose, still loose. Jayla Kiesler comes up with it. She'll kick it back to Star. She's got nothing. Slow it down, wait on your team, reset the offense. Good job. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. We're up one. Lily with the ball out. Now Jolie, she's on the left wing. She'll dribble to the top of the key, kicks it to Star on the right wing. Down low to Kenzie. She turns to put up a shot. He gets blocked. He didn't jump at all on that shot. Warren takes the ball the other way. Back to Crittenden. She'll back out. They'll reset their offense. Kicks it to Warren for a three. No good. We do a terrible job of blocking out. Could get a foul called on Warren there. She knew she did it. Hamilton will check back in as Warren. That's the fourth foul on Warren. I was off by one. Ball's inbounded to Star. Back to Jolie. She crossed half court. We're up by one. 3:20 to go in the ball game. Gets the ball. Kenzie. Back. Almost lost it. Got it back to Star. Star makes a terrible pass. Warren steals it. She makes a terrible pass. Jolie steals it. Gets it to Kenzie. Puts up the shot. She's hammered, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Six fouls on them, five fouls on us. 3:07 to go in the ball game. We're up one, 37-36. Kenzie Farrar on the line shooting two. She gets the ball for her first shot. It is up, and she nailed it. Every free throw, critical, critical, critical. Second shot on the way. It's good as well. Good job, Kenzie. Nailed him at pressure time. Crittenden brings the ball up now as we've got to a three-point lead with 3 minutes to go in the game. Crittenden dribbles the ball, gets it down in the corner to Snell. To Bud, to Kirby, to Hamilton. Hamilton back to Kirby. Kirby down in the corner to Bud. She'll crank to the three. No good. Way overshot. Fan with the rebound. She actually had a nice rebound. She tried to shovel past the Kirby. He wasn't watching. Ball goes out of bounds. All ball length of the floor to go. They're going to full court press. Ball's inbounded to Star. She's just going to out dribble him. And we're going to get an offensive foul called on Char there. She didn't like it. Six fouls apiece, so next fouls for both teams will be in the 1-1. 2:24 to go in the game, 39-36. then brings the ball up. Now over to Hamilton. We're 2:10 to go. Over to Warren. We're still up 3, 39-36. Trenton will take a three. No good. Lily Henson with the rebound. Lily will throw the ball way down low to Crittenden, gets it back to Barbie, and we're going to get a foul on Jolie. All right, minute 51 on the clock. We're up three. They're in the 1-1, and we're going to take a timeout here. So once again, 1:51 to go in the ballgame. We're up 3, 39-36. We got a full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our Mobster Pizzas. The best Supreme Pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85. And catch them.
And we're back. 1:51 on the clock. Hey, you come back right back. All right. Number 12, Barbie's on the line. First shot. Bounces around. No good, but Kirby gets the rebound. Stalkhorst keeps the ball. Kirby's got the ball. Free throw line. Should kick it over to Hamilton. He's going to get called for a walk. Okay, so we got a minute 40 on the clock. We're up by three. They're in the full court press. If we get it across half court, we just need to spend some time eating up the clock. Kinsey brings the ball up. She's in the half court circle. And we're going to get a foul on Kirby at a minute 29. Yeah. Kinsey's on the line. She'll be shooting a 1-1. These are gold because we're up by three. Kinsey's first shot. Yes. It is good. This is a four-point lead. The largest lead we've had tonight is seven. Kinsey's second shot. Off the front of the rim. No good. Warren with the rebound. She'll get it over to Snell, down to Crittenden. Back to Snell. She'll put up a six-footer, and it's good. Jayla with the ball. The Ivy, we're across that court. We're at a minute four. We're up by two. Under a minute now. 40-38. Ivy with the ball. We're just trying to waste some time up here. This is a good play. Now to Joe Lee, make him foul it. Now to Ivy. Now to Kinsey. And Warren's going to foul. That'll be number five on her. Coach was screaming at him to foul, and nobody else would do it. Warren, one of the saltier players out there, went ahead and did the foul. She hated to because she's out of the game, but nobody else would listen to the coach. Butts comes in. Kinsey's on the line. Got to make them both to make it a two-possession game. First shot from Kinsey is good. Up by three, 41-38. Second shot,
is good as well. And we got a timeout. 41 seconds to go in the ball game. We're up by 4, 42-38. We got a 30-second timeout. Be right back. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Catch 'em Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Catch'em Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
And we're back, Warrior fans. They buzzed them twice. Nobody seems to care. 41 seconds to go. It is 42-38. We're on top. Call towards ball. Length of the floor to go. Well, at least ought to make it interesting. Send somebody back there. Star's going, but nobody's going with her. Barbie brings the ball up. She'll cross half court. Gets the ball to Crittenden. Top of the key in the half court circle. Over to Barbie. She cranks a three. It's no good. Jolie Johnson with the rebound. She'll get it to Laney Scott. Laney's fouled. 24 seconds to go. I would say if she makes both of these, that'll be the nail in the coffin. Because then it'll be a two-possession game, but they'll have to make threes both times, and that's not going to happen. As thus far in the game, Concord has made a mighty total of 1 3-pointer. Laney misses her shot, goes out of bounds. And it's Concord's ball, length of the floor to go with 23 seconds to go. Barbie brings the ball up. She'll find Crittenden. And Star tried to drive the charge. She did a great job acting. Look at her Oscar nomination for that, but it was not even close. Oh, that's going to be her third foul, and we'll send them to the line, which is not what we wanted to do. Because now they can score with no time going off the clock, even though we're up by four. Crittenden's shot is no good. Jayla Kieslis with the rebound. She'll kick it out to Kinsey, who should just go, and she doesn't. She stalls. Could have gone down to the corner and eaten the whole clock up there. That's just not knowing what you're doing. But nonetheless, Kinsey will go in line to shoot. Got 8.8 seconds on the clock. We're up by four. I will brag on Kinsey, though. She's made 5 free throws in a row. And I shouldn't have done that because I jinxed her and she missed it. Kinsey with the ball for her second shot. She'll make it, though. We've got some substitutes going in. 8 seconds to go. We are up 5. Crittenden gets the ball. She'll drive her up. Put up the layup, and it's good, and they'll take a timeout. With 2 seconds to go, we're up by 3, 43-40. We got a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to the Catch'em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Catch'em Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake. We have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
And we're back. At one point in this game, Concord early on had a 9-point lead. We had a 7-point lead. Other than that, the majority of the game's been within about 3. 8 seconds to go. The ball's inbounded. And that's going to do it. And the Catch'em Ladies Warriors are coming out of here with a 3-point victory, 43-40. We'll be back in 2 minutes for a game recap. Thanks for listening to the Catch'em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley. And we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
And we're back, Warrior fans, as we won that game 43-40. Boy, it started off terrible. Nobody could score. They got up. Looked like they were going to kill us. Somehow or another, we fought back. Tied at 17 at halftime. Then tied at the end of the third quarter, 30-30. And then we come off there with a 43-40 victory. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 fourth quarter free throws by Kenzie Farrar, so I'm going to give Kenzie the game ball there for necking down those free throws. Equally matched teams, both were turnover ridden and didn't shoot very good from the floor, but when it came down to it, we just out-hustled them and won them a little bit more there late in the game, so good job to our Lady Warriors coming off with a victory there. Let me go ahead and give you a scoring recap. Ailey Keynes has got one. Summer Pippen, senior, got three. Laney Scott had four, Lily Hinton had six, Star West had seven, Bella Morgan had two, Jayla Kieslis had nine, and Kenzie Farrar had nine, and we come away with the victory, 43-40. Good job, Lady Warriors. And once again, our next game, they do have a makeup game at Commerce on Monday night, but we will not be covering that due to prior commitments. That's a makeup game from when we had to cancel at Commerce. And our next game on the air for the girls will be next Friday night from Warren at regular time at 6:30 there. So we'll send it back to the studio for just a little bit, and we'll be back for the boys' game. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza, the largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our mobster pizzas, the best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As old man winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Club. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our mobster pizzas. The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As old man winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Club. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back, Warrior fans, as we get ready to start this boys' game. I'm still writing down the roster here momentarily as I was just giving it.
always want to try to make sure I get these kids' names right. I hate to mispronounce kids' names. Even most of them will never know. I'll know, so I want to make sure that that's down. I've had several people ask me why that game from Commerce earlier in the year got canceled, and they had a death on the team, so that's why that got canceled and changed around. Ready for the starting lineups for the call cord. Hornets, number one, Odell. Number three, Davis. Number 12, Williams. Number 42, Duncan. And number 33, Ellis. And Concord will be wearing their bright blue uniforms with black numbers and white trim. Starting lineups for our Ketchum Warriors. We turn the lights out and turn on the music. Do our best Chicago Bulls 1988 imitation there. Number three, Colton Johnson. Number 11, Grant Yoss. Number 14, Jace Martin. Number 23, Quentin Williams. And number 25, Cole Austin. Just a bit of a note, Hayden Rogers will not be suited up playing tonight. He was hurt at the Shodo game, and possibly ACL, MCL, so he's waiting on an MRI later this week, so he will not even be suited out tonight. So our thoughts and prayers are with Hayden, as those knees are just some rough things sometimes in college sports. We hope he's certainly okay. We are giving up about 6 inches at center. Jace Martin will be jumping, the young man is jumping against him. Man, he's got to be 6'4", so looks extremely athletic. Ball's up, and Jace out jumps and gets the ball to Colton. To Quentin, he puts up the layup, and it's good. Just like that, the Warriors draw first blood. We're going to be a full-court man, not a press, but a man. Odell has the ball. He'll get it down low to Duncan. He puts up the shot, and it's good. Quentin Williams brings it back up for our Warriors. He kicks the ball over to Colton Johnson. You know, just looking across size-wise here now, being honest with you, we are grossly undersized all the way around. I think their shortest guy is about 6 foot. Not that they have a bunch of 6'4", 6'5", they have one of those, but everybody else is a solid 6 foot or better. Quentin Williams will launch a three. No good. Davis with the rebound. He gets it to Odell. Down in the corner to Ellis. Back to Odell. He'll put up the shot. No good. Rebound to Davis. He's got the ball top of the key. He dribbles down in the corner. Loses the ball. Colton Johnson picks it up. He'll put up the layup. No good. Fights for the rebound. Doesn't get it. And their big boy Duncan got the rebound, but he was too busy wanting to elbow somebody. He didn't see a wide-open player streaking to the other end. Jace Martin's going to go up for uncontested layup, and he'll put it in. 4-2, 6:34 to go here in the first. Ellis has got the ball for Concord. He'll kick it back to Davis. Back to Ellis. He'll dribble up, gets the ball across court. Back to Davis. Down low to Duncan to puts up the shot, and it's good. Side ball game at 4. Quentin Williams comes up with the ball. Top of the key. He'll find Jace Martin. Back to Quentin. He'll put up a 16-footer off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound is going to go to number 12, Williams. That's their big kid. I'm not digging on him, and he might end up being really good, but I mean, he's big and muscular and very athletic looking, but he's the last one up and down the court every time, and he just missed a point-blank layup, so evidently, he's not too in shape. Duncan steals the inbound pass, or the save there from Colton Johnson, puts up another bucket. Duncan's got all six of their points. Concord with a two-point lead, 6-4. 5:29 to go in the first quarter. Quentin gets the ball down the corner to Cole Austin. He'll throw the ball, and we're going to get over and back. Cole picked up his dribble and got himself caught in the corner. Odell inbounds the ball to Davis, back to Odell. Odell's wearing an old-school glass face mask like they used to wear in the NBA. Ball goes out of bounds off of Cole Austin. They get, you know, like they wear when they'd have a broken nose or something like that. Concord's ball out underneath their own goal. Ball's inbounded to Odell. They'll get the ball to their big kid, who makes a very awkward turnaround shot there. Williams, it's no good. Duncan with the rebound, and Grant Goss is going to get called for the foul. One foul on us, no fouls on them. They're letting them play pretty evenly. Davis inbounds the ball to Odell. Back to Davis. He'll crank a three from the corner. Air balls everything. Grant Goss with the rebound. He'll bring it across half court. He'll kick it back to Quentin Williams. He's got nothing. Top of the key, he goes back to Grant Goss. And he makes a terrible pass. He'll swipe. Odell goes the other way for the layup. And he misses. And Cole Austin was trailing. He's able to get the rebound. He'll throw it forward to Colton Johnson. Puts up a 16-footer and gets fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. 4:30 to go in the first quarter. We're down 6-4. Colton Johnson on the line shooting two. Those teams appear to be about athletically evenly matched. They're just a lot bigger than we are. Colton nails his first one. I'm hoping that means late in the third quarter and all the fourth quarter they'll be winded and we won't be, but you never know. Colton's second shot is also good as he does 2-for-2 there, and we're tied at 6. Ball inbounded to Davis. He'll crank it back to Odell. He'll get it to Williams. He'll get the ball to Ellis. Back to Odell. Top of the key. Concord resets their offense. Odell gets the ball over to Davis. He tries to run off of Duncan's pick. Nothing going there. Get the ball to Williams down low. And he's going to get an offensive foul. He took that right arm, and I don't think he meant to at all. I promise you, but he hit Grant Goss hard with his elbow, and Grant went flying into the wall. Two fouls on them, one on us. Quentin Williams brings the ball for us. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Still tied to 6. And Quentin Williams is going to get nailed for a walk, and he did. Student section over there sitting completely silently. I know they're waiting till we hit the 10-point mark, and then we're just going to stand up and go nuts. That might not be here in the first quarter. It's just 6-6 with 3:50 to go. Davis with the ball. He'll find Williams down low. He turns around, puts up the shot, and he'll make that one. Concord on top by 2. 8-6. Quentin brings the ball up for us. And he's struggling. He somehow gets the ball to Cole. Back to Quentin, top of the key. He lobbed it down low. A terrible pass. And Duncan ends up with it. And he's just looking for somebody to elbow. He's missed another Aussie. He could have thrown it the length of the court, had a free layup, but he's looking for contact. I'm going to guess he's a linebacker. Odell with the ball now for Concord. He'll drive in, put up a layup. Off the glass, no good. Ball's loose. Colton Johnson's going to get it. He goes all the way for the layup. He's fouled, no good, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. 2:57 to go here. In the first quarter, it is 8-6. Concord's on top. Got Concord player 6 in the check-in. Colton Johnson's on the line shooting two. He gets the ball from the official. First shot's on his way. It is good. Number 24, Ford, and number 23, Krull enters. Speaking of Ford, I saw a really good movie this week, Ford vs. Ferrari.
not really a race car movie, but the historical accuracy of the movie was spot on. So it's interesting to watch. It's a long movie, though. It's 2.5 hours. That's Colton makes the second one as well. 8-8 is your score. They will inbound the ball. It's tipped out of bounds by Colton Johnson, and it'll be Cogsworth ball. 2:52 on the clock, first quarter, tied at 8. Odell has the ball. Gets the ball to Ellis, who's down in the corner. Back to Williams on the high post. Got away with the walk, puts up the layup, and it's good. Shouldn't have made fun of the big kid. He's made two buckets since then. Cole Austin for a wide open three from the corner, and he nails it. 11-10, Warriors on top, 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Williams with the ball behind the three-point line. Now back down to Ellis. He'll crank a shot. No good. Williams gets the rebound. Got away with the offensive foul there. And he makes another bucket. Quinton brings the ball up. We're down one, 12-11. Makes it. Quinton is making some horrific passes. Cole has to go out of his mind athletically to save that one. Back to Quinton. He'll put up a 16-footer, and he makes it. We'll forgive him for the bad pass because he made the bucket. We're back on top one. 13-12, 1:40 to go. First quarter action. Odell dribbling in. He'll kick the ball down there to Troll. Back to Odell, who takes a long three. No good. Williams easily with the rebound. He'll kick it back out to Troll. He'll crank the three. No good. Rebound goes to Quinton Williams. He tries to throw it over Williams' head. That doesn't work as Williams is about a foot and a half taller than Quinton. He slaps it out of bounds. It'll be Warriors' ball. Cole will inbound at half court. He'll get it down to Colton. And they're going to say that Jace Martin fouled away from the ball. I wasn't watching, so I couldn't comment on it. Minute 10 to go. First quarter action. We are up 1, 13-12. Odell with the ball. He'll get Troll out here behind the three-point line. He'll crank a three. No good. Ball's loose. Ellis down low with the rebound. He gets it and puts it in the bucket. 14-13, we're down. Cole Austin gets the ball. He'll get it back to Jace Martin. Kicks it out wide open. Colton Johnson, he'll shoot a three. No good. Troll with the rebound. Ball was momentarily loose. He crosses half court with the ball. He's at the top of the key. He'll get the ball to Williams, and they're going to get a foul down low. Williams is getting the benefit of every call down low right now. He's their big kid, but he's coming out right now. Three fouls apiece. 31 seconds to go. Cogsworth's ball out at half court. Ellis inbound the ball. He'll get the ball to Odell with 28 seconds to go. Cogsworth's got a 1-point lead. Odell's going to walk. And it'll be Warriors ball with 23 seconds to go, and we're down one. I'm going to guess we play for one. Tried to get the bucket and the lead. Quinton brings the ball up with 17 seconds. He started to go, and Coach Baker's telling him whoa. Now Quinton goes to get the ball to Colton. To Cole in the corner. Back to Colton. He'll put up the three. No good. Quinton Williams with the rebound. Ball's loose. 1 second, and that'll do it for the first quarter. We're down 14-13. Be back in 60. Thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
As old man winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea.
We're more than a lumberyard.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
And we're back, Warrior fans. We're down 1-14-13. We start the second quarter. We've outquicked them. They've outsized us. Pretty evenly matched game. I think Williams, their big kid who's still on bench right now, got away with a couple offensive fouls they didn't call. Other than that, it's an evenly ball game that's been well called. Older with the ball for Colquitt. The Hornets as they are. Gets the ball down to Ford. Colton Johnson with the steal. He doesn't have the numbers, so he's got to hold it up, and he does correctly. Now to Quentin. Quentin is really struggling with his passes. He just Cole's doing everything he has to catch those. Last time we had him, Quentin made the shot, so maybe he'll do it again. He finds Brooks in the corner. Brooks makes a terrible pass. Colton somehow gets a hold of it. And Colton Johnson with the two-point bucket. Good job, Colton. We are struggling with our passing game, but we're back up by one. I'm going to guess it's going to be about 100 lead changes in this game. Troll's going to launch a long three. He's 0 for 3 there, but he keeps shooting. Ellis with the ball. He'll put up the shot. No good. It's loose. Quentin Williams with the rebound. He crosses half court. He'll do a nice piece of dribbling there. He gets hammered. He'll go line to shoot, too. As much as I was getting on Quentin for his passing earlier, man, he can dribble. I am super impressed with his ball control. He'll be on the line shooting, too. First shot on his way. Nothing but net. Good job, Quentin. And he's on the line for his second shot. On the way, off the back of the rim too hard. We got a two-point lead, 16-14. We're at 6:55 to go till half. Odell, over to Troll, to Ellis, back to Troll. If I say Troll, it's Tool. He's going to get called for a walk. T-U-E-L-L. Oh, they're going to say it was 3 seconds in the lane. I wasn't paying attention to that. You don't get that call called very often. Quentin brings the ball back up for us. He crosses half court. He gets the ball over to Colton. Back to Quentin. Into the post to Colton Johnson. He's got nothing. He throws it out to Quentin. To Cole Austin up here top. Back to Quentin. He'll get it in the corner to Brooks. Wide open for a three. Ball in and out. No good. Ford with the rebound. Now back to Odell. Odell's behind the three-point line. Now he'll give the ball to Ellis. Back to Odell. Back to Ellis. He'll crank a three from the corner. Off the front of the rim. No good. Casey Collins with the rebound. He doesn't have the numbers. He puts up the shot. And he'll score on the no call there. It kind of should have been a charge or a block, one or the other. Everybody ended up on the ground, but officials no called it. Ellis with the ball in the corner. Back to Odell up top. Back over to Tool. Brooks with the steal. Casey comes up with it. We're up 4, 18-14, 4:38 to go in the first half. Quentin over to Cole Austin. He'll crank the three. In and out. No good. Looks like Tool with the rebound. He'll kick it to Ford. Puts up the layup and it's good. 18-16, two-point game, Cole Johnson. Ball in the corner, he'll dribble in, puts up a 10-footer, and it's good. Colton's feeling it tonight. When he gets on like that, he's good for 20. We hope he does that. Odell brings the ball up, crosses half court. Gets the ball down in the corner to Ellis. Back to Odell. Back to Ellis. Odell on the wing. Troll on the high post. Ford on the high post. Now to Tool. Back to Odell. He's on the wing. Down to Ellis in the corner. He's got nothing. Back to Odell. Back to Tool. Back to Odell. He thought about a three, changed his mind, dribbles in for a 16-footer. No good. Ball's loose. Duncan looks like he's going to get the rebound down low. And they're going to say
I don't know what they're going to say. But we got a timeout nonetheless. 4:35 to go till halftime. We're up by 4, 20-16. Be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Club. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back. Grant Goss inbounds the ball to Quentin Williams. To his right, to his left, he's got nothing. Kick the ball back out to Colton Johnson. He'll kick the ball out to Grant Goss. He'll launch a three. He misses on the air ball. And it's going to be Warriors ball as it went off of Odell's foot. Hard ball out under our own goal. Ball's inbounded to Grant Goss. Back to Brooks Smith. To Cole Austin. And he double dribbled, and he did. He's going to get called for the double dribble, actually. He was guilty. 4:10 to go till halftime. It's a four-point Warrior lead, 20-16. Odell brings the ball up. They'll find Ellis in the corner. Back to Odell. Back over to number 11, who just entered the game, Martinez. Back to Odell. He had Duncan wide open under the goal, and he jumped up like he was going to shoot it. Duncan turned his back. And Odell passed with the Duncan and hit him in the head with the ball, to tear him into the wall. And then Duncan got ticked off at his own teammate. That was hilarious. Colton Johnson crank a three for the Warriors. No good. Brooks Smith with the rebound. He gets fouled. Nope, they're going to say jump ball. It'll be Concord's ball. Martinez inbounds the ball to Odell. 3:40 to go till half. 20-16 is your score. Martinez with the ball, now to Odell. Down to Williams in the corner, who's just come back in the game, and he's going to get called for an offensive foul. So he's been called for two and not called for two, so we'll say officials doing a good job there. 3:26, our ball. Second quarter action, we're up 4, 20-16. Colton Johnson with the ball, now Grant Goss, top of the key. Back to Colton Johnson. 16-footer, off the side of the rim, no good. Odell with the rebound. He's going to break out of there in a hurry. He's got a fast break. He'll put up a layup, and it's good. That's his first bucket of the night. Two-point ball game. Quentin Williams takes the ball. Now to Cole Austin. He's going to walk again. He doesn't realize he's dragging his foot before he jump stops, so the drag is a step. Unless you're shooting a layup, you can't have two steps. You got to jump stop as soon as you catch the ball. And he's doing a drag as he jumps. I hate it for him, but he's doing it. Martinez with the ball for Concord. To Williams, to Duncan down low. He'll put up the shot, and it's good. Tie ball game, 20-20 with 2:30 to go till half. Quentin Williams is going to drive in, puts up the shot. It gets blocked. And Duncan's got to tell him about it. That's a little bad sportsmanship there. But Ellis with the ball now. Jumps stop down low. He'll put up a shot. No good. Brooks Smith with the rebound. Ellis just threw a punch and hit Brooks Smith. Officials did not see it. Colton Johnson with the ball down low. He'll put up a shot. It's good, and he scores. And we're up by 2, 22-20. It's getting salty down low. 2 minutes to go in the half. Odell brings the ball up to Williams. He'll put up the shot, and it's good. Tie ball game, minute 45 to go till half. Colton with the ball over to Quentin. Top of the key, dribbles in. No shot. Back to Colton Johnson. He'll put up a 16-footer. It's good. Williams just fell down on that, or he'd have blocked it, I'm quite sure. Odell with the ball. He'll cross half court for Concord.
He's on the wing, throws it to Ellis in the corner, back over the left top. He hits Williams in the high post. He dribbles in, takes a 6-foot turnaround off the glass. It's good. And he's got 10 points for the night. 109 to go in the first half. Tie ball game at 24. Quentin Williams with the ball. Now to Grant Goff. Back to Colton Johnson. He'll launch a three. No good. Grant Goff with the rebound. Back to Colton. Back to Quentin. He's got a one-on-one with Martinez. He'll put up the shot from the post. High post. No good. Williams with the rebound. He'll get it to Odell. We're at 45 seconds to go here in the second quarter. He backs out. They reset their offense now to Martinez on the wing. Duncan on the high post, stolen by Colton Johnson. He's going to take it down low, puts up the layup, and it's good. Still a two-point game, 26-24. We're at 27 seconds. Odell with the ball. Now back to Ellis. Back to Odell. Back to Ellis. And we're going to back to Odell. He dribbles in. He finds Williams on the far side. Now Odell down in the corner. Thought about a shot. Changed his mind. Martinez. Now to Ellis. We're at 4 seconds. Now to Martinez. Duncan at the buzzer. No good. And that'll end the first half. We're up 26-24. We'll be back in 2 minutes. For a first half recap, thanks for listening to the Catch 'Em Warriors Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our mobster pizzas. The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake, we have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we're back, Warrior fans, here at the second half, or the halftime of the second game. We're up 26-24, and it's been a really close game. We got up by six. They got up by four other than that. So the whole game's been played within 10 points. That's pretty salty. My only beef was the big kid down low was getting away with some offensive fouls, but then they came back and they called the last two. So we're at 50% on that. I guess that's the best that you can really hope for. Nobody's in foul troubles. They just have 5 fouls on them and 3 fouls on us. So we played the entire first half without anybody getting into the 1-1. So, you know, I'm going to give the officials an A+. So good job on them. Colton Johnson really pouring it on and hustling. I'm going to say he's out-hustled everybody on the floor, and thus he's our high point man. Let me go ahead and go over our scores with you. Casey Collins got 2. Jace Martin's got 2. Cole Austin's got 3. He can't get open to get a shot. They've obviously watched some film on him. Quentin Williams has got 5, and Colton Johnson has got 14. The high scorer for Colcord, their big kid, their 6'5 kid Williams, who's got 10 there. And Duncan, their mean post kid, he's got 8. He's got away with a punch thrown down there, but the officials didn't see it. They were all headed down the court the other way. So
But I did see his coach grabbing him on the way to the half court, so I assume he was talking to him about calming down. But nonetheless, pretty entertaining ball game. It's really, really close. It's a two-point game. We are up 26-24. We'll be back for the second half here momentarily. As always, thank you for listening to the Catch'em Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Club. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13.
Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our mobster pizzas. The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85. In Ketchum.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake. We have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumber yard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Club. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13.
Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our mobster pizzas. The best supreme pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85. And catch them.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, as we get ready to start the second half here. Two-point ball game, 26-24, Warriors on top. It'll be our ball out at half court. Grant Goss will inbound the ball momentarily. And the ball's inbounded to Quentin. Here we go. Quentin gets the ball to Cole. Gets the ball to Colton. Tries to throw it around to Quentin Williams, and Odell knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Warriors' ball out at half court, right where we started. Quentin inbounds the ball to Jace. Back to Quentin. We'll take an 18-footer. No good. Odell with the rebound. He brings the ball up. Now to Ellis in the corner. Back to Odell up top. Somebody didn't do what they were supposed to do. They'll reset their offense. The ball to Davis, now to Williams, to Ellis, to Duncan down low. He'll put it up, and it's good. Tie ball game, 7-17 to go in the third. Cole Austin with the ball. He'll crank a three. No good. Odell skies up and gets it. He kicks the ball down to Davis in the corner. He'll get it to Duncan in the post. He puts it back up for a shot. No good. And Grant Goss is going to come down with the rebound. He'll get it back to Colton Johnson. He'll bring the ball up. And he gets fouled by Duncan, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. He got hit a little extra hard there on the way down. That Duncan kid is a terrible sport. Colton makes his first one. And Colton makes his second one. Every free throw is going to be important tonight. Like I said, we got up by seven, I believe, and they got up by four. I forget. Don't have my notes in front of me right now. Ball down low is going to get stolen by Colton Johnson and stolen back by Odell into Williams. He'll put up the layup, and it's good. Game's tied at 28. Cole Austin just got away with another loss. He is really struggling and not walking tonight. To Jace, back to Cole. Back to Quentin. To Grant, he's on the wing. Back to Cole. Quentin, he's on the other wing. Back to Cole, top of the key. They are not, we're trying to get Cole Austin a shot, and they are not giving him any room to breathe. Quentin Winsome puts up a 12-footer, no good. Duncan with the ball. He'll get the ball over Davis. He brings the ball up. Back to Williams. Kicks the ball over to Odell, to Ellis, to Odell, to Davis.
down on the corner to Williams, to Ellis, back to Williams, to Davis up top, back to Odell, to Ellis. He tries to get it to Duncan on the high post, and he does, and now he gets it to Williams on the low post to put up the shot. No good. Duncan with the rebound, and he puts it back up, and it's good. 30-28, they're on top with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Grant Goss with the ball top of the key. Back over to Cole. Jace Martin down low. He's going to get fouled by Duncan. That's just his second foul. Our ball out underneath our own goal. Oh, my goodness. That's got to be a technical. Oh, my gosh. Number 33 from Colquitt Ellis just took Colton Johnson out. They're giving Colton a minute there. Wow. That was a dirty, dirty, dirty play. Colton makes his first free throw. I am so sick of bad sportsmanship, both with kids and parents. That's why I was late to the two-minute recap. I had to help intervene in a parent issue here. Colton makes the second one, and we're back to a tie ball game, 30-30. I just want to say to everybody, it's a sporting event. Play your best, play hard, but, man, the violence has just got to go. Ellis makes the shot on the other end. And Colquitt's back up by two, 32-30. Quentin Williams with the ball. Picked up his dribble. He's in trouble. They'll find Cole Austin. Over on the side. Cole goes down to the corner. Bounce pass to Brooks, who puts the shot up. And it's good. Back to a tie ball game, 32-30. Odell gets away with the walk. Now down to Williams in the corner. Back to Davis, back to Odell. Around the horn to Ellis. Good ball movement from Colquitt. I'll give them that. They're moving the ball well right now. Now to Davis, now to Duncan on the high post. He'll turn to shoot a 16-footer. No good. And Cole Austin's going to get called for the foul. Nope, they're going to say that foul was on Brooks. And I did not see that. That's away from the ball. They're calling a lot of fouls away from the ball tonight. Odell gets the ball into town. He shoots the shot. No good. Jace Martin with the rebound. Duncan gets away with slapping the ball. And it'll be Colquitt's ball out underneath their own goal. 2:59 to go in the third. Williams gets the ball. Puts up the shot, and it's good. Colquitt's back up on top by two, 34-32. We're at 2:45 to go. Third quarter action. Quentin Williams brings the ball up. He gets the ball over to Colton Johnson. He dribbles down low, loses the ball, gets it to Brooks. Brooks loses it, gets it back. He'll find Jace Martin down low. He puts up the layup, and it's good. Good job, Jace. Tie ball game at 34. Over with the ball down to Davis in the corner. He'll dribble the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Colton Johnson steals the pass. He's got a wide open layup. Puts it up and in. No good. Williams with the rebound. Odell goes the other way with a nice little dribble. He's no good. Brooks Smith gets it forward to Quentin Williams. And he got kicked in the head by Davis, and they don't call the foul. It wasn't intentional. It was an accidental. And then Cole Austin will put up the shot. No good. Odell takes it to the other end. He'll put up a shot. I don't know how that was not a foul. We've got a timeout with 1:41 to go. We're down two, 36-34 here in the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Thanks for listening to Catch 'Em Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
As Old Man Winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
And we're back, Warrior fans. 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Concord's up by 2, 36-34. Our ball, Colton Johnson in the corner. We've been hosed on about four calls. They jumped over Colton and kicked him in the head. And Quentin Williams makes a terrible pass that goes out of bounds. That was tipped. And they're not going to say it was tipped. Davis has got the ball down low. He gets it to William. Back to Odell. Odell puts up a shot. No good. Ford with the rebound puts up the shot. No good. Tool's going to get called for over the back. That'll be their fourth foul. Our ball length of the floor to go. We're still down two, 36-34. Davis, their player, came by our coach and said, I did tip that. So at least he had the honesty to admit it. Quentin brings the ball up. They'll find Cole. He finds Colton. He gets it back to Cole up top. Back to Quentin. Concord's got a good zone defense. We cannot get a perimeter shot off. Colton Johnson to Jace Martin. Gets it to Brooks down low. Didn't see it coming, and it'll go away from Brooks. Odell puts up the shot. It's good. And Quentin called for a stupid foul. He didn't even try to block it. He just grabbed a hold of him. Ah. 41 seconds to go. We're down by four. Odell's on the line shooting one. Shot is up and it's good. Coach Banker's giving it to the official and he should. That was terrible. About five series there. They got every single call. Quentin Williams makes another horrible blast. Quentin, we're lucky it just went off of Concord right at the court, went out of bounds. He's not looking, and he's just throwing the ball. There's nobody there. What's going on? He is struggling. Colton Johnson with the ball up top. He'll get the ball over to Quentin in the corner. He dribbles down the row. Got nothing. Finds Colton Johnson. 16-footer. Nailed it. Colton is keeping us in the game. We're back down by three in the 39-36. 6 seconds to go here. Get the ball over to Tool. He'll crank the three. Off the buzzer, no good. And that'll do it for the third quarter. We find ourselves down three, 39-36. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catching Warriors Sports Network. SportsBeatOK.com.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back. As Concord inbounds the ball, they crank a three. No good. Colton Johnson with the rebound. We're down three. 39-36 with 7:45 to go in the ball game. Colton makes a bad pass. Davis picks it off. and then he inadvertently throws it out of bounds, and Colton's able to knock it away from Duncan. Concord's ball out underneath their own goal. Boy, we lost all the momentum we had built up in the third quarter there. Some of it was bad officiating, but some of it was terrible passes. Duncan puts up the shot. He misses it. Colton Johnson with the rebound. We'll head the other way. Quentin with the ball down low. Oh. He puts up a terrible shot. You can hear the Concord crowd is mad. Official bailed him out on that call. We'll take it. We get one of the bad calls back now. I think they're still up 2 to, we'll call it 5 to 3 on the bad call meter. They're up 2. Hey, just real quickly for my fun games, if you're listening and you've got Martin Oates, our athletic director's phone number, as Quentin Williams makes that, please text him and remind him that you're supporting him in his run for governor. Just a little running joke we've got there. And Quentin makes both of them. Back to a one-point ball game, 39-38. Looks like we're going to get into a half court. Nope, this man. Great pass from Davis to Duncan down low. He puts up the shot, no good. Misses the first one, makes the second one. Back to a three-point game, 41-38. Concord on top. Quentin Williams with the ball. They get it to Colton Johnson. He'll put up a 16-footer, no good. Brooks and Chase run into each other. Odell ends up with the ball for Colford. He kicks it to Davis out in the corner for a three. In and out, no good. Chase Williams with the rebound. We get it forward to Cole Austin. He'll put up the shot, and it's good. One-point game, Colford on top. 41-40, there's 6:35 to go in the ball game. Odell comes up. Now Davis in the corner, back to Odell. Back to Tool, back to Odell. Back to Tool to Ford in the corner. Back to Tool. He'll take a long three. He is 0 for 6 from the three-point line tonight. But Duncan pulls down the rebound. Then back to Tool, who puts up the shot, and it's good. Concord back on top by 3, 43-40. Colton Johnson with the ball. Now to Cole Austin. Back to Colton. He'll put up a 12-footer. No good. Chase Martin almost got the rebound there. It's going to go out of bounds or off of the Warriors. .43-40, 5:49 on the clock. Concord brings the ball up. Just got the sense that they're scoring at ease and we're struggling to get everything we can get. Forward with the ball, out to Tool. The fact that he's 0 for 6 from the three-point line, I'm going to guess he's been a three-point specialist and just not having a good night. Williams misses point blank, gets his rebound, puts it back up. And Coach Baker's going to take a full timeout. 5:19 to go in the ball game. We're down 5, 45-40. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to the Catch the Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend. John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley, and we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
Gambino's Pizza. You're going to love it. Home of the Crazy 18 Pizza. The largest pizza in the Grand Lake area. Stop by for one of our
Mobster Pizzas.
The best Supreme Pizza around. Visit GambinosPizza.com for special offers and coupons. Dine in or carry out. 918-782-4471. Gambino's Pizza on Highway 85 in Ketchum.
And we're back on the money, Jay. Give yourself a raise. Quentin Williams with the ball. He'll get it over to Cole Austin. Back to Grant Goff. To Colton. To Quentin. To Cole. He'll crank a three. No good. Ford with the rebound. Now to Odell. 5 minutes to go in the ball game.
you can just tell all the momentum's on call court side. As Odell comes up, takes a 16-footer. In and out, no good, but Kuhl gets the rebound. And Colton Johnson with the steal. They get it over to Grant. He crosses the line. Now to Colton, now to Quentin in the corner. Their zone is just tough. Plus, they're so much bigger than we are, we just can't shoot over them. I was hoping that our athleticism and smallness was going to be outrunning, but since they played this zone, they're not getting winded at all. Colton makes a bad pass. Odell takes it the other way, puts up the layup. Yeah. We're just going to continue to make bad passes because we're frustrated. We can't get our shot off. They've jumped out to their largest lead of the night at 7. Colton Johnson with the ball top of the key. He'll lob it over to Cole Austin. He'll throw it back around the horn to Quentin. He'll put up a 10-footer. No good. Gets his own rebound. Quentin and Jace both had their hands on the ball. They're fighting for it, and neither one of them wanted to give it up. We got a 30-second timeout by Concord. 3:53 to go in the ballgame. We're down 7, 47-40. Be back in 30. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Ketchum Athletics exists for the physical, social, educational, and leadership development of the kids in our community. We are grateful for those in our community that support our kids, our teachers, administrators, and our school in general. The next time you see one of our student athletes, remember to encourage them. You might be the one that makes a difference in their life. Ketchum Athletics proudly supports all of the kids in our community.
And we're back, Warrior fans. 3:53 on the clock. We're down by 7. Concord's got the largest lead of the night and all the momentum. They've gone tall on that 2-3-2 zone. Or, excuse me, 1-3-2 zone. Ford with the ball down low, puts up a scoop layup. No good. Williams gets the ball. He's just so much taller than everybody else. He kind of looked like a dork at the beginning of the game, but he's turned out to be a pretty decent player. They got a 9-point lead. We just cannot get an open shot. Jace with the ball down low. He's going to lose it out of bounds off of Williams. It'll be our ball out underneath our own goal. 3:14 on the clock. Ball's inbounded to Grant. And he throws it out of bounds. Well, he throws it to Cole Austin. He wasn't looking for it, and it goes out of bounds. We have just turned into turnover city on our boys' team here. So we're up by 2 at halftime, and then down by 3 at the end of the third quarter, but still looked like we had a pretty good shot. But Williams puts up the shot from down low, and it's good. They've got an 11-point lead now. Quentin Williams brings the ball down. They throw the ball almost over Cole Austin's head. I don't know what's going on for passing. And then Cole throws it all the way across the court out of bounds. Just insanely bad passing by everybody out there for the Ketchum Warriors. I don't know what's going on with them. They're frustrated or scared or something. Davis brings the ball up. He'll get it to Tool. Back to Davis. 2:30 to go. We've only committed 2 fouls, so we're not anywhere near getting them in the 1-1. 2:20 to go. They're eating clock right now. Davis to Ford up top. He'll find Tool cutting to the goal. Jace Martin with a nice block, but it's going to go out of bounds. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Still down by 10, 51-40. Ball's inbounded to Ford down low. And he'll put the shot up. No good. Looks like he got hit in the eye. Colton Johnson brings the ball up, put up an 18-footer, and he nailed it. Ford's going to come to the bench, and Ellis is going to come in. Back to a 9-point game. We're going to jump into a full-court press. Colton Johnson's going to get called for a foul. I don't think that's a bad foul, though. That's our third, so we need to foul 4 more times to get them into the 1-1. That's the only way we're going to beat them, being down this far. Tool to inbound the ball. And we're not evidently going to foul.
And thankfully, they throw the ball out of bounds. We appreciate that. All ball length of the floor to go. We're down 9. 1:51 on the clock. Yeah, Quentin Williams brings the ball up for us. He dribbles in, puts up a 16-footer, and he nails it. 7-point ball game, a 51-44. Colcord's going to take a timeout. 51-44, Colcord on top. Minute 40 to go in the ball game. It's a full timeout. Be back in 60. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
The Bank of Grand Lake and the Ketchum Warriors have something in common. Decisions are made here, and now decisions are made in Langley. When you deal with a locally owned bank, such as Bank of Grand Lake, you don't wait for out-of-state decisions. They're made right here. Visit bankofgrandlake.com or call 918-787-5900 for more details. Bank of Grand Lake. We have roots, not branches. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Let the professionals at Butler Real Estate help you reach your goals. More than 25 years ago, Butler Real Estate became a premier source for real estate needs around Grand Lake. And today, the Butler team continues that tradition. Understanding the Grand Lake area and knowing their clients' needs gives the home team the edge. Butler Real Estate in Langley. 918-782-9304. Call them today to jumpstart your real estate journey.
And we're back, Warrior fans. Minute 40 to go on this one. And it is a 7-point game, 51-44. Colcord on top. Their ball out. Length of the floor to go. We're going to go into a full court press. Ellis has the ball. And he'll get it back to Odell. Odell picks up his dribble. Back to Ellis. Stolen by Colton Johnson. And their coach just F-bombed one of their players. So Colton misses his layup. Ellis with the rebound. That's another thing I'm just tired of. And we had it last year, but this year's been even worse. And that's coaches that use foul language nonstop. It's just crazy. Brooke Smith pulls down the rebound, gets it to Cole Austin. Minute 8 to go. He'll cross half court. Picks the ball over to Colton Johnson. He shoots a 3. No good. And Jace Martin's going to get called for the foul. That'll be the fourth foul there. We had 2 fouls in the first half and 4 fouls in this half, so we've only been called for 6 fouls the whole game. Ellis brings the ball up with a minute to go. Gets the ball to Odell. He's going to throw the ball ahead to Davis. Back to Odell. 47 seconds to go. And we're going to get the ball as Williams fouls. 43 seconds to go. We got another timeout on the floor. We'll be back. In 60 seconds. Thanks for listening to Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
As old man winter gets closer, it's time to make sure your home is ready. Maybe you have some leaky windows or need some new weather stripping around your doors. You know, Walker's Hardware and Lumber in Langley carries all that stuff. Or maybe it's time to do that remodeling project you've been putting off. The staff at Walker's Hardware and Lumber can help you calculate all you need. Walker's Hardware and Lumber, 918-782-3288, located just south of Highway 28 and 82 in Langley, and now a second location in Chelsea. We're more than a lumberyard.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Club. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
And we're back as Brooke Smith inbounds the ball to the other team. Oh, my goodness. Williams with the ball down low. And their coach takes another timeout as he's fessing out his own players. We'll be back in 30 seconds. 31 seconds to go in the ball game. We're down 51-44. Be back in 30. Thanks for listening to the Captain Warrior Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
Greater love has no one than this, that they would lay their life down for a friend.
John 15:13. Hi, Warrior fans. This is Davies Vanpool, pastor of First Baptist Church, Langley. And we want to invite you to come worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:45 for Sunday school and 10:50 for worship. We have a place for everyone, and all we are missing is you. Please check us out on the web at fbclangley.org or give us a call at 918-782-2673. First Baptist Church Langley proudly supports Warrior and Lady Warrior Athletics. Go Warriors!
And we're back, Warrior fans. Last four possessions have been turnovers for us. Last three possessions have been turnovers for them. So in the midst of all that, it's still a seven-point game, 51-44. It's Call Court's ball, length of the four to go, 31 seconds to go. Ball's inbounded to Davis, and he's going to get fouled. That'll be our fifth foul, so two more before we get him shooting. That's why we should have gone to Hack-A-Shack about minute 50 in the game. Ellis will turn around and then ball the ball again. He gets it to Williams, gets it back to Odell. Odell outruns everybody, and then he'll get fouled. That'll be our sixth foul, so it'll just be their ball out in the corner, but the next foul, we'll put them in the 1-on-1, but there's just 23 seconds left in the game. And Jace Martin will foul out of the game. That's his fifth foul. And Grant Goss will go in for him. And Jace will have a seat. He played hard tonight. All right, Calcor inbounds the ball. And Davis makes the layup. They're back up by 9 with 16 seconds. I'm going to say that's the ball game there. Cole Austin with the ball. Throws it around to Colton Johnson and launches a 3. No good. 8 seconds to go. Older brings the ball up to Toole. And he's just going to dribble out with 2 seconds to go. And that's going to end it. 44-53. Concord comes away with the win. We were just down by, well, up by 2 at halftime there. Down by 3. So in the third quarter, they got us 5 points on us, and then it just continued from there. And we got the turnover bug, and really looked like we got the deer in the headlight look. We just got scared, and we couldn't get around them or over them on that big zone they were playing, and we just kind of caved in. Is there let me go ahead and give you a scoring recap for the game then. Brooks Smith had 2. Cole Austin had 5. Quentin Williams ended up with 8. Jace Martin had 4. Casey Collins had 2. And Colton Johnson, the high pointer for tonight, ended up with 22. So, not a terrible game. It was really a great game for 3/4 of it, maybe even a little more than that. And then we just caved in and they took it away. So we go down tonight to Call Court 53-44. I want to remind you again, our next broadcast will be next Friday night in district play from Warner. We'll take on Gans, and that'll be at 6:30 and 8. Thanks for spending your evening with us. We'll see you next Friday night. Have a great weekend. Find a good place to go to church somewhere and worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to the Ketchum Warriors Sports Network on SportsFeedOK.com.
You're listening to the Grand Lake Radio Network. Your favorite hits all the time.